This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark. This is Debbie. I know that we're in escrow with our sale and all, and this is a little bit awkward, but I was just wondering if you could tell the buyers that we decided we don't want to include the fence in the backyard with the sale. It's got some sentimental value for us. Hope that won't be a problem.
It's really very funny. Good old Debbie. Got that little twang. She was born in Alabama, or spent a lot of time in Alabama, traveled around a lot. And she said we're in escrow with our sale and all, but it sounds like sell, like cell phone. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Celebrating 20-year anniversary for Radio Real Estate, started November 15th, 1998. The journey began. Richard was not even born. It was back in the day. Happy, happy 20th. What is that in terms of like stones or 25 might be diamonds, gold is 50. What's 20? Maybe it's a microphone. Today's guest, Frank Hotchkiss, former city councilman, will be weighing in on everything Santa Barbara. Did you know that there's a new homeless trailer park being built? And they called it something else. They called it a way station. I don't even know what that means. And they called it a bridge housing. Bridge housing seems kind of pejorative. There's a lot of homeless people live under bridges. I think that's really horrible. Weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. The fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update. First segment, we'll take a look at not only year to date, we'll go back to 2009, number of sales, median price, but also the number of months of inventory. Very interesting. Let's do that first. I do want to say something about Veterans Day, but let's do the stats first. I remember my dad wearing his Army hat because he couldn't fit into his jacket anymore. But I have his Eisenhower jacket. It might have been my uncle's. I have some Army pants, two jackets, a hat, and a shirt. One's from the Korean War and one's from World War II. My dad was over in England. And he proudly walked in the parade, Veterans Day. And Dad died like 2 weeks after the show began in November 15th, 1998. I never got a chance to send him a cassette tape. But I think he's listening now. In fact, he's on the phone. Dad? So let's take a look at, this is through November 9th. 2018, the 45th week of the year. Median price, $1,271,000. Last year, at this time, $1,277,000. So remember, at the beginning of 2018, the median price was hitting $1,300,000. So it's not surprising to see the end of 2017's median price go up. Ended up at $1,285,000. 2017 did. So 2017, last year at this time, $1,277,000. Today, $1,271,000. Pretty close. Year before that, $1,002,000. Before that, $1,150,000, $1,002,000. 2013, it was $945,000. 2013 for the first 45 weeks of the year. Is it 45? Yes. 2013, 2012, $800,000. And then for 2012, 2011, 2010, and 2009, it was all with an 8. 800, 810, 860, 859. So those were, now interestingly, well, and so the numbers, 892 sales year to date, last year 977, year before that 922, year before that 967. So we're in the eights on 2018 year-to-date sales, single-family homes, Carp to Goleta, 45th week of the year 2018, 892 sales. Prior 3 years, were in the 900s. Before that, in 2014, it was 888. I typed 2104, but I think I meant 2014, 888. And 2013 and 2012, over 1,000, 1,082, 1,059. Again, first 45 weeks, single-family sales. But then 2011 and 2010 in the 700s, and 2009, 697. So we're not tanking here at 892 sales for the first 45 weeks. And we're not that far below 2016 number of sales. And considering mitigating factor of Montecito's fire and debris flow, we're probably better than 2016. There's a stat that I do, I guess, maybe I do it only once a year, where you take the number of listings that are on the market that are not in escrow. And, well, first you take the year-to-date weekly number of sales, which today is just under 20. That's the year-to-date average number of sales, just under 20. Last year is 21.7. You multiply that to get a monthly total of sales. And then you divide the monthly total of sales into the amount of inventory that you have that's not in escrow. And the number today is 4.86 months of inventory. Now, I believe, I'm quoting Mark Schneep, economist, correctly, a healthy market, a balanced market between buyer and seller, not a, you know, extreme, could be 5 or 6 months worth of inventory. However, last year it was 3.8 months of inventory, so more of a seller's market. Today, 4.9, last year, 3.8. Year before that, again, similarities, 2016, 4.4 months of inventory. But then you go to 2015, 3.35 months, 3.64 months. 2013, 3.19 months, 3.13 months. That was a seller's market. 3.7 months, 2012. But you drop to 2011, almost 7 months worth of inventory on the market. 2011, nothing was moving. So today at 4.86, historically it's not horrible. It's just not as good as it was previous 4 years. But not completely tanking either. Number of listings we have in escrow right now compared to 13 weeks ago, a quarter, is similar. Last year at this time, we actually had a little more in escrow than the prior 13 weeks. But if you look back, going back to 2010, actually, it's funny. I would think I would see more of a drop, but it was kind of similar. I guess you go back to 2015 and... no, never mind. I crossed that out. So that's some year-to-date stats. Quickly... through first 45 weeks of the year. Just quickly, a while back, I did an interview with a guy who had written Jerry Gillock, and he did a movie like a documentary. The issue of military veterans who return home, physical, psychological wounds, serious ones. And so I had a friend who's a Vietnam vet, and I had mentioned, you know, that thing about Vietnam vets being spat upon. And they couldn't find the writer, the producer, Gerald Gillock, nor my friend who came back from Vietnam. It was little evidence, you know, did it happen once? But just in general, they acknowledge it certainly did not get a hero's welcome. But I'll tell you one thing. This buddy of mine who was in Vietnam got back. He was very young, got married at age 20. He, you know what TMI means? Too much information. And my good buddy, God bless him, it's usually, hey, buddy, too much information. Thanks for sharing, but you know what? One thing he's never told me about? Anything that happened to him in Vietnam. I've never asked him, and he's never brought it up. And I can understand why. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with former city councilman who ran for mayor, Frank Hotchkiss. Find out what he's up to, what he thinks about what's going on in Santa Barbara. And thank you for celebrating the 20-year anniversary of Radio Real Estate, started November 15th, 1998.